Ok, zdravo, poslušate še zmer na Radiu Študent prenos iz festivala Jazz Cerkno. Ta trenutek se sicer festival še ni začel, ko pa vi poslušate, ima glih kar priti na odr bend zasedba Atomic. In tukaj imamo zdaj dva člana iz benda. Hello guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Maybe can you just introduce yourself so the listeners can tell who are we talking to?
Yeah, I'm the saxophone player of Atomic and my name is Fredrik Ljungqvist from Sweden.
My name is Magnus Bro. I play the trumpet in Atomic. I'm from Stockholm, Sweden.
Okay, maybe first an obvious question. Atomic, the name, where did you get the name from? And I also got this suggestion that Atomic actually means like unseparable particle, so can you...
Well, I think the name came from... a long time ago. Actually, it was Håkan Kornstad, a saxophone player, who came up with the name. And I think you can interpret it how you want, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I interpret it as undividable, maybe how would you describe the process of making music, like collective and individual inside this collective?
Yeah, we definitely are a collective together, but of course we write music. Right now it's mostly me and Håvard Wik who write the music, but of course the composition is really including everyone 100%. Okay. So we're working really good as a collective. Uh-huh. You know, we're trying to not get away, but in some kind, you know, we're not like ordinary jazz group in like now we're playing solo.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes we can play individual solos, but we're working more and more collective, I think.
Okay, so what does it mean, or what is maybe the part of composition in your music?
The share
of composition. I mean, yes.
What's the percentage of improvised parts and composed? No. How do you, the balance?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Or how do you? How is the working process of your music? Look like.
Yeah, it's now Håvard should be here because maybe we have kind of different kind of way of composing, of course. But I think we thinking about, you know, the composition as you know, how to get you know, it's back up the improvisation, of course. But it's very hard to say how many percent, you know, like 50-50 or something like that. But it's, you know, we also try, you know, to some compositions are more kind of fragments or something like that. I think my composition is more kind of, you know, like ordinary melodies sometimes. What do you think, Magnus?
Yeah, possibly.
It's very, you know, I think it's really challenging, and it's also frustrating to talk about your own compositions. It's very hard to analyze it.
Okay, and maybe the fact that you're together for how long? 10 years or maybe a bit longer?
This...
you know each other, you know, so...
We know each other really well. This, you know, Håkon Kornstad was in the group with Magnus... so it was like close to 12 years ago, but this group now with me, it's our 11th year now, so it's kind of many years together.
Okay, so maybe can you tell the listeners what are actual circumstances when the band got together? I mean, is it possible to say that you became like a sort of reaction to what was called Scandinavian jazz in... Or is it just journalist?
I think it's a little bit of journalist thing, because it's, you know, I shall not say that we are a reaction of call it ECM or Scandinavian sound, but I think we got together and it felt really good, and it's we're very happy, you know, to meet, and also, you know, Norway and Sweden, that kind of meeting is really important too. What do you say, Magnus?
Yeah, that was very fun to start to play with the Norwegians and yeah.
Well, is there important difference, would you say, between, I don't know, Norwegian, Swedish scene or?
Yeah, I think so. I must say there are more kind of interesting, in my opinion, interesting festivals in Norway. But I think, you know, there are kind of a lot of, you know, traditional clubs too in Norway, all over the world it is. But I think Norway is a little bit way ahead, talking about more kind of newer jazz music, I think.
Okay. And at least from where we listen here in Slovenia, I mean, I could say that there has been quite a lot of development or changes coming from Norway or Sweden on the jazz field. So maybe since you as Atomic has seen these changes, maybe well, can you relate somehow to it, or to the, I don't know, to other scenes, for instance, in Norwegia?
Other scenes?
Yeah. I mean, how do you see? Well, how do you see jazz music in the last 10 years? Okay.
I think many positive things has happens all the time, you know, yeah, during these 10 years, but it's getting more and more tough, I think, you know, if you're talking about, you know, the finance crisis all over Europe and everything. So I don't know really, what feeling do you have, Magnus, about that? The economical thing?
No feeling at all, really, but I just hope for the best. And
you can ignore it as a musician, or do you feel it as a musician?
I'm a little, as I said, the other interview for the radio station here, I feel some periods I can feel a little bit worried, but we're still really privileged in Sweden and Scandinavia, because we got support from the government. Mm-hmm. When we're going on tour, or, you know, we can apply for money, mm-hmm, for groups, you know, to
yeah, that's very unique, you know?
Yeah. It's unique, especially if you're talking about, you know, with the musician from the other countries, especially from the States, they no money at all. So that's a lot of struggle there.
Maybe in this sense, I've noticed in the last few years here in Slovenia, the dance, theater and music scene changed into more radical approach because of these circumstances. Is maybe, can you feel these things in your music? Is it more radical, more direct? Maybe try to send this message out through your music. Is it on the felt on the scene? Maybe.
I don't think so.
I think music has its own life, and it develops in its own ways. You know, with the different meetings between musicians and the musicians' will to express themselves and. It just happens.
I think so too. Okay, there are some weird stuff going on, you know, if you're talking about politics thing and, you know, weird world and everything. Okay, maybe it's effects, but not in the conscious, you know, when I write music, I don't think about it in that way. I only think, you know, from my heart and to be honest with myself and, you know, with the musician I play with. It's again a progression, you know, how we developing the music, and we never think about, okay, we have an audience. We it's fantastic to play in an audience that likes our music, but it's always, you know, we write the music as we want to write.
So what can we expect you to play to today, or?
We have a set list that we're gonna
you'll probably just play mostly the stuff from the new CD, or?
Yeah, I think so too. or we will play music that we like to play. Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. But of course, you know, we're a group that want to, you know, take new challenges and of course new material. So we hopefully in Barcelona we're gonna have 2 days of rehearsal to come up with a new material.
Okay, so does it make sense for you to speak shortly about influences, or if I also, in otherwise, if it's not just another journalist thing, the latest record is also related to some novel, to some literature.
Okay.
So are there any musical influences and maybe also outside musical influences? If
definitely, it always is, but it's it's hard to say. Okay. Certain kinds of you know, Håvard, it's very much, you know, he reads a lot of books and he got inspired of books, of course, me too. And of course, we have like important musicians or composers, but it's hard to, like, you know, to tell names. We're inspired of everyone, you know, it's, and you know, if in programs, it's always like we're inspired of Mingus, Artichep, blah, blah, blah. And they're important for us, but maybe not super clear.
So many others. So if you mention a few, then you have to leave out many. Yeah. So it's wrong.
It's a complex, what I say, it's a very holistic thing.
Okay, so maybe if you have anything else to say,
I'm fine.
Otherwise.
I'm glad to be here in Cerkno again.
Me too. I've heard through Magnus very good things about Cerkno, so I'm happy to be here, finally.
We can expect you in Slovenia again. You've been in Slovenia already, so...
Yeah, I think this is the third or fourth time, but I really love to be in Slovenia. Nice people, nice nature, good food, and I'm not saying that because it's a radio interview, but it's you strongly feel that some countries that you really want to go back again to. So I'm honest when I say it. So
thank you very much. Have a good gig and enjoy your stay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.